Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Megan Berberick coming to you live from Blog World and New Media Expo. This live stream is brought to you by Seagate GoFlex Family Drive. And our Drive Family, sorry about that, it's available at walmart.com/Seagate. And right now I'm joined by David Porter. And David Porter is from the Roaming Boomers. Hi, David.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So we just talked to some daddy bloggers. We've been talking to mommy bloggers. You know, tell us a little bit about what you do, the Roaming Boomers.
Now we're Roaming Boomer bloggers.
Roaming Boomer bloggers.
Say that fast 10 times.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Not live.
Yes. Well, I suppose to back up, we were business owners in Michigan, and my wife and I, Carol, my wife, Carol, and I are the Roaming Boomers, and we are two baby boomers that are running around the country and the world, exploring really fun places and letting other baby boomers and anyone else that would want to watch see those experiences through our eyes, so staying at fabulous resorts, nice restaurants, hiking on cool trails, doing fun things that a baby boomer might like to see and do. We're kind of going out in front of them and blazing the path, if you will. We're kind of in front of the retirement baby boomer wave. So our hope is that we can blaze a trail, and by the time the rest of them get there, we will have already showed them all the really cool things to do and see.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Nice life to lead right now.
It's a blast. It's fattening. It's a blast.
Yeah, I like the idea of traveling all around, eating at nice restaurants. That sounds pretty good. Vegas has had some pretty good restaurants.
Vegas is full of great restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your story is an interesting one because it's kind of one of reinvention. You know, you aren't necessarily what someone would classify as a traditional kind of blogger or, you know, how did you find yourself as the Roaming Boomer now?
Well, I think part of the appeal to anybody that aspires to do something in the blogging world or the social media world is that you're not perhaps a stereotype, but there's some authenticity.
Yeah.
When people see you. But we, to rewind for you, we owned a mortgage company in Michigan, and a very successful one. We owned it for just over 15 years, and I was flying back from San Francisco from a business conference. Business Week had an article, Blogging Will Change Your Business. Front page story, big spread about blogging. And that caught my attention because I didn't know what blogging was.
Right.
But I was always looking for ways to better communicate with my clients because we were the type of business that built relationships with our people. We were not interested in transactions. Once we earned someone's trust, then people stayed with us for years and brought their kids and that kind of stuff. So I was hoping that the blog might be a better and easier way for me to communicate. Even back in 2005, I saw this as the opportunity for me to have my own TV station, my own radio station, my own magazine, and better communicate with our clients. So we blazed away. And surprisingly, what I found is the media found me. Because the other thing that I was doing on this blog was using it as my bully pulpit to speak against the mortgage industry. I was very against the nonsense that was going on, giving people loans that can't afford it.
They couldn't afford them, yeah.
Yeah, and it just hurt people, as we all know now. Well, the upshot of all that is we got out of the industry. We sold the business, sold our house, sold our commercial buildings, and just got out of the industry and moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, because we wanted to retire. It had always been our goal to retire when I hit 50. And amazingly, all of this happened exactly on my 50th birthday.
Wow.
Exactly on the day we sold our last asset. So we moved to Scottsdale, Arizona. We're like kids coming into a candy store. Can you believe we pulled this off? We're 50 years old and we're retired and we got this money. And how cool. So we just start traveling, having a blast. And what I didn't see coming was this big depression coming after me, because I've been so busy and so focused on building a business.
On your goal and...
Yeah, I didn't give any thought whatsoever to what retirement looked like other than going out and having fun. And this big hole appeared because I've been used to setting goals and accomplishing things and all the fulfillment that came from that. That was all gone. I moved to a town. Nobody knew who I was. and I'm just sitting out in the middle of the desert, the Sonoran desert, and nobody knows me, and my company, I sold my company and seemingly sold my self-worth. And so I had to deal with that. That took some time. That took a lot of time.
I bet. I mean, my father retired about three or four years ago, and I saw the same thing happen with him. He reinvented himself as a book author and started writing books and kind of redirecting his energy there. But I love how you kind of align your goals and into this new kind of resource or place where people can experience different places and get recommendations for different places they might travel. So really turned your dream into
a business
that inspires others too.
We hope so.
To realize their dreams and, you know, get some good recommendations on things they might like to do but weren't thinking about.
Yeah. Well, the social media thing caught my attention, and I caught the bug back in 2005.
Yeah.
And I had some success with some other social media things that we did. And as we began to think about, friends would say, well, just open another mortgage company. It'd be so natural. You're so good at it. You're in Scottsdale. It would be the natural thing for you to do. But I just didn't want it. I just didn't have it in the heart. I was really disappointed in my industry as well.
Yeah.
It really let me down.
I think a lot of people felt that way that were working in the industry that maybe didn't necessarily like what was going on.
And I was ready for a different challenge.
Yeah.
So we began to ask ourselves, well what are we going to do? Because we just didn't have enough money, enough cash to last us until we were 100 years old anymore, and that was kind of my plan.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave my wife, let's say I die before she does, God forbid. Hopefully we die together in our sleep. But if not, I didn't want to leave her having to be a Walmart greeter at 85 years old, right? So I said, well, let's start another business. That's just what I do. It's in my it's in my cells, and so what would it be? And so we just started saying, well, what do we just love? What are we passionate about? And travel was it. So last year we came to Blog World and plugged ourselves into the travel track and got to meet some of the hotels. And they started talking about how the industry works. And we come home and we looked at each other with a little twinkle in our eyes and said, we can do this.
Yeah.
So we did some homework. And in February of 2010, we launched the Roaming Boomers.
Well, great. Well, so for all of our boomers out there, because we have a lot of listeners on Blog Talk Radio, I'd encourage you to go check out the Roaming Boomers. Is it roamingboomers.com?
TheRoamingBoomers.com.
TheRoamingBoomers.com.
TheRoamingBoomers.com will get you there, too.
Thank you so much, David, for joining us here today. We've really enjoyed talking to you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.